others that may have at one time or another for hurt you and caused you grief. And then there's a second person or a third person that you need to forgive. You know who that is? You. You need to forgive yourself for being angry with God. And you need to forgive yourself for saying those things. You know. Do you know what you do when you know what we do when we every one of those things that I spoke to you about bring death to your spirit. You know what you're doing when you do that? You're fleeing from life. You're not being a part of the life that God called you to be a part of. You're running away from it. You're turning around and going away from it. And we need to see that we forgive ourselves for fleeing from life. Because I think honestly, I don't know that anybody has never fled from life. I don't think anybody has it all together, okay? Most of us have done that, most of us. Then you need to confess your sin and you need to repent of fleeing from life after you find out that you were. You need to repent of it, confess it and repent of it. That means, you know, tell God, I've been fleeing from life and I want to turn around and I want to run toward life. I want the abundant life that Jesus Christ promised, that He said He was coming for. I want that abundant life. I believe today, this is you talking to God, okay? This is not me saying this. I believe today, God, that You are able to provide that abundant life for me. I believe You, Lord. I trust You, Lord. I want You to come and bring that abundant life to me so that we can be one, so that we can have a two-way conversation all the time, so that I can hear You any time of the day, so that I know that I can come to You without shame, without guilt, without any condemnation. I can come before You like a father and a child, like a child does to his dad. I can come to You and I can say, oh God, it's so good to be in Your presence today. That's the kind of relationship I want, God. I repent of what I've been doing. I repent and turn around from the times that I pointed the finger at You and said, God, why did You make me like this? That's what we need to do. Then, you know what? We need to receive forgiveness because God will forgive us. We need to receive it. And the last thing you need to do is put it into practice. You need to choose life. You need to choose life on a regular basis, every day. The biggest choice that you and I have ever made in choosing life is Jesus Christ. When we chose to come to Jesus, that was a day when we chose life. And that life will never be taken away from us, okay? But God wants us to grow. You know, He doesn't want us to stay infants in Him. You know, you can say, well, I received all the abundant life. Well, then show me that you did. I'll believe it. Show me you did, and maybe you did. You know, I received it all at one shot, you know, and I don't have anything to grow in. I'm completely mature. I'm completely perfected, and I'm not rebelling in any way against God. Then that's good. You know, I'll say yes, amen, show me. But the biggest choice you and I ever make is to Jesus Christ, and I'm really glad for your testimony this morning. Yes, that was great. All right, tell you what, I'm not going to have a call for this. All I want you to do is stand, and I'm going to just pray a general prayer. You can pray along with me if you want, and we'll pray together and have God just rid us of this stuff, and then we'll close. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Jesus. God, I just thank You this morning that You are speaking to us in this time and in this day. I thank You that, and I believe, God, I think You told me this. I believe that this is going to be a year of reversals in people's lives. I think I've seen reversals take place in magnificent ways already, God. I've seen healing take place. I've seen oppression fall off of people. I've seen relationships being restored between people this year already, God. And I believe 1998 will be a magnificent year for restoration. I believe that You're going to restore homes and You're going to restore people to each other. You're going to restore Your church and You're going going to lift the face of your church this year, God, and the face of your church will reflect you, Lord Jesus, the husband that she has. Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you that you are at work, and God, even though there are times when we feel convicted by your Holy Spirit, even though there are times when we think, oh God, am I really guilty of that? How could I do such a thing? Even there are times like that, God, we know without a shadow of a doubt, you would have never spent all those pages in your Word, all those pages from Genesis 3 on, Lord God, all that effort and all that time, you would have never sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross and to be resurrected to be life or to live forever as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, had you not wanted to restore the relationship between us and you. I thank you today, God, that your love cannot be denied, that your love goes on forever, Lord, and there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that can stop your love, Lord God, unless we push it back and unless we say, I don't want that. God forbid that we do that today. Lord, we just praise you and honor you. And God, I just pray now this prayer, Lord, that and I pray it for myself. Because I know there's places in my life where I've rebelled against you. And God, I recognize the problem that I have. Why don't you pray this with me? Lord, I recognize the problem of spiritual rebellion. I see the wounds and the hurts that I've caused by rebelling and getting angry. Forgive me, Lord. And I forgive you. You ever forgive God? You can do it. Just say it. I forgive you, Lord. And I forgive others. Okay. And I forgive myself. Okay. Lord, I just confess that there are ways that I've been rebellious. And right now, I purpose to turn from that and to turn to you for the abundant life. I'll stop fleeing from life and I'll run to it. Okay. The Lord wants you today. It says in John 20, and I can't remember the verse anymore. Jesus said to his disciples, whatsoever sins you forgive, they are forgiven. And I just, as a human being, as a person, I say to you today, your sins are forgiven. Your sins of rebellion are washed out. They're totally gone. And I say that by the authority of Jesus Christ. And I also say to you that God forgives you through the blood of Jesus, that every sin has been cleansed. Every sin of spiritual rebellion from the past up till this day has been forgiven of you. And you are completely and totally free from that today. And the last thing I want you to do is I want you to pray this. Follow me in praying this. God, I choose life today. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for the yokes that you've broken today. I want to thank you, God, that there have been some of us who have been so displeased with the way we are, with the way we look, with the way we walk, with the way we talk, with our brain, with our hands, with some features in our lives. We've been so displeased with you that we've been complaining about it. But God, I thank you today that you've broken that off and that you have set that person free in the name of Jesus to be themselves today and to know that you love them precisely and exactly the way they are. And if there are areas in their lives that need to be changed, you're going to come to them and you're not only going to convict them of them, but you're going to bring them through by the power of your Spirit. Lord, we trust you today with that and we give these things over to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you and praising you from the depths of our souls today. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, you're dismissed. We're going to have a. I'm not going to have. We're not going to have any ministry today. But I do want you to, if you're members of Covenant Community Church, and or if you're not members, if you'd like to stay and just listen to the business meeting, that's okay. I know some of you don't like business meetings, but please stay, because we got about 20 minutes to 12. We'll try to finish by 12 if we can. I don't know if that's possible or not, but we'll try. All right? Amen.